Welcome, welcome. Guess I'll get the start like Matt usually does. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome to Brunch Boxing. Matt, maybe some of the other co-hosts will be joining shortly. Not sure. I know Ezra's boycotting this event because he does not support anything that Teofimo Lopez is a part of. So I just wanted to do this space, do this show, give a little preview, predictions for the fight, and maybe some parlays for people to throw some money on. Honestly, there's not a lot of crazy bets to make with this, but we'll get to that eventually. If you want to join as a speaker, we got plenty of mics open. Feel free to request that at any time. And we'll get started here. What's good, Ty? If you want a mic, just request that. I think I sent you a request to an invite to speak as well. So just getting started, first main fight of the card, you got Teofimo Lopez versus Arnold Barbosa.
Hey, what up?
What's up, Ty?
Same shit.
So what are you thinking about any of these fights tonight? You got any of the fights you're looking forward to?
Well, how am I betting this fight? The Teofimo fight, I think it was safe to go to distance. To go to distance, though, I think you go to over under, that's safe.
Right.
But I think upset Barbosa by points.
Yeah,
I think Barbosa by points, that's upset. So, but Teo by points is safe too. If they won't give it to Barbosa, so I think go to distance.
No. I agree with everything you're saying, especially because when you look at the way this fight's probably going to go, Teo likes to sit back and counter. He doesn't really fight well on the front foot. And Arnold Barbosa is one of those guys that likes to fight behind a tight guard, uses jab, and really kind of control and minimize his opponent and minimize mistakes that he makes. So he's not going to give Teo a lot of opportunity to use those explosive counter punches, which we haven't really seen be effective at 140 anyway. My question to you is, you mentioned, because I completely agree about having the fight go the distance and the over or the over. But when I was looking at that, the over is at 10.5 and that's -550. But the fight to go the distance is -370. So I would just bet if I was trying to just be safe and just make some money, I think I go the distance versus the over.
Yeah, I'll go the distance. But like I said, if you ask me, I don't want to fuck nobody parlay up because it'd be some shady business.
Right, I would do.
I like Barbosa 1 point, but if you want to be safe, I do Teo 1 point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And so my favorite bet for this fight is going to be, like I said, based off everything we said, Teofimo Lopez based off points. I don't know that there's really much of a path. I could see a path to victory for both of them, but I don't see a pathway to a stoppage for either of them.
I agree with that. And the safest fight at night is Devin Haney on points.
Yep. So we're gonna get into that next. So some bets that I do think that I like on this, though, because like I said, I think I could see this fight going either way. I think this is the closest to a 50-50 fight we got on this card, though I do slightly favor Teo. Barbosa money line is +194. So if you that might be worth a sprinkle or even just something to throw into a little parlay that we might touch on later.
But Hughes, this is the thing though. I think if you're gonna go Barbosa, you might go by points because he's not
gonna go Barbosa.
Out.
You're gonna go by points, and that's +280. That was gonna be the very next thing I mentioned. Exactly.
Are you guys expecting Teo to have another bad night? Because I'm not seeing Barbosa winning like at all. I know on paper it's the closest fight, but I think people only think it's close because we know Teo has an odd bad performance in him. But
No, it's not bad performance. It's about the style. Barbosa is a negative fighter, and Teo struggled with negative fighters
Jermaine Ortiz.
Against guys like that, he struggled. So it ain't about
a negative fighter. The way I see it, Barbosa's negativity is actually what's going to not give him the decision. Because like you said, he's not going to go for the gusto. He's not going to try and knock Teo out. Teo will be the aggressor. Yes, he'll be missing a lot, but the way I see it, I feel like the judges will give it to Teo in what is probably not going to be a very good fight, crowd-pleasing fight. But in a fight like that where, like you rightly said, Barbosa is very negative, and I just don't see him taking the belt from Teo like that.
He is very negative. And the one thing to consider with that, though, is that Tio's going to be at a reach disadvantage. So if Barbosa is able to establish his jab and keep Tio at range where he's not able to be explosive and counterpunch, Tio's not good at leading. In what we've seen, at least in my opinion, he's not good at leading. And that's where I think it opens the opportunity for Barbosa to win this fight. And so I'm not picking Barbosa to win by any means, but I'm saying that at plus 280, Arnold Barbosa by decision is a decent bet.
I don't know anything about odds. I'm just saying, like, from, you know, watching their fights, I rewatched the Barbosa versus Jose Ramirez fight today, and I watched the Tio Claggett fight, and I don't know, man, it's just, to me, Teofimo Lopez has this thing of fighting down to his level of competition, because I think he's at least two levels above Barbosa. I do think Tio is that.
Based on what? Could he be longer 5 years ago?
Well, we can't discount that. Like,
no, but no, hold on. He got more times being average than he got being great. So why? What you mean?
Tio's had some really good performances.
Josh Taylor was a really good performance. But I think the thing is, we have to look at the style of the opponents that he was facing when he did that.
Fair. Yeah, no, Tio has a stinker in him. Like, Tio could shit the bed. I fully get that. But if the best version of Tio shows up, I don't think he should have much problem with Barbosa. Because Barbosa beat Cattaro, but then again, how good was Cattaro really?
Who has Tio's best? What was Tio's best performance against a guy like Barbosa? Doesn't have one. He doesn't have one. Because he has struggles with the style. And when the people put excuses, oh, he doesn't show up sometimes. He's not showing up. Someone's not allowing him to show up. Because he has trouble with someone that boxes. Because he needs you to come towards him, and then his explosiveness will work. But if he's got to chase you and reset over and over again, he's going to get frustrated.
Thank you, Ezra.
But I will say this. Listen.
Winning the belt fighting like that.
I was boycotting this event. I'm not going to watch it. I'm sorry. I couldn't stay away. It's such a stupid idea. I need to see it actually happen. I can't believe right now they're in about a little wall. It's not even set up really cool. Like, it's not even a cool wall. It's literally just a little wall. And they're having a fight with 20 people watching. This is unbelievably the dumbest execution of an event I've ever seen. And this is the stupidest thing. I don't know how this is a good idea. I'm guessing what they did was someone said put the fight in New York, which was Turkey, and never thought about the logistics of it. And then when he went to figure it out, they told him, hey, that's not possible, idiot. You have 1,000 people. You guys aren't New Year's Eve. You can't just have 1,000 people. We can't close everything down for this thing. And they said, you could do it, but you got to put a wall around it. And he talked too soon and couldn't back away from it and had to do this stupid execution of this thing.
No, it doesn't look cool at all. Hey, like, I was watching the firefighter and policeman fight, and I'm like, this is it. Like, it looks weird. The cars are driving on either side. It's like, what is going on?
It's cheap because it's bad execution. And I guarantee, though, when I say it's cheap, I'm not saying it didn't cost a lot, because it probably cost a grip to do. Right. This is probably one of the most expensive events we've probably had this year.
And with
it's just poor execution.
Hey,
it's
Ezra, not just that, Ezra.
Cheap look.
They're also alienating half the country. They don't get off of work till 5 p.m.
Exactly. How the hell is this a good idea?
Because it's still a Friday. It's a Friday. It's a weekday.
Might as well have it in Saudi.
Look, most people out here on the West Coast, they get off at 5. They're not getting home until 6:30.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing?
Right, and what time is it? What time is the start on the West Coast? 4 p.m.?
4:30?
3 p.m., Huey.
3 o'clock, okay.
That is brutal.
This fight would have just been better off at the Barclays Center or MSG. Like, just put it in an arena.
And it's crazy. I was going to buy the pay-per-view before I realized all that. Like, I'm not going to buy the pay-per-view and half of it be done by the time I even get home. Like, nah, it's stupid.
I didn't want to interrupt him because he was cooking, but for those listening, just joining us right now is the host of Brunch Boxing, Ezra, host of The Walk and Talk, The Sit and Spit. He's going to be bringing you a lot more content, the John Madden of boxing Twitter.
And my boycott of this lasted a minute. I'm already watching it. I'm already in. I saw the. I don't know if that was a cop or fireman. One of them took the win. I don't know who it was.
The fireman took the win, and he did deserve it. That was a good win.
They had NYPD versus the fire department?
The fire department. The fire department won. It was, for amateurs, it wasn't a bad fight.
Bobby, you watching this? Are you tuned in?
Yes, I got my fire stick loaded up, ready.
Ezra, do you have any... have you looked at any bets for this card before we move on to the next fighter? Does anyone have any other thoughts on Barbosa versus Tio?
I mean, like I said, I think that fight's going decision. I don't know what the bets are, but if you're going to pick something, I say that fight's going decision.
Okay. So on to the next fight, we got Devin Haney versus Jose Carlos Ramirez, or Jose Ramirez, whichever name you want to use for him here. Ezra, we'll go to you first. How do you see this fight going?
I think Ramirez is pretty past it, man. And I maybe in his prime, like, it'd be a tougher fight, but I still think Haney would win. But at this point, like, I think this is going to look worse than what Haney did to Prograis, right? And he dropped Prograis, right? Like, I think he has a good chance of getting a stoppage here. I really do. I think that Ramirez is really past it, and he's going to get teed off on. Like, at points, Haney's just going to tee off on him.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, with Jose being past it and Devin Haney potentially being in line for a stoppage here later. That's going to be something that I speak about when we talk about these bets a little bit. But I want to get the rest of the panel. Ty, what do you think about this fight? We got Ty there?
Great stuff, Ty.
No, great Ty. Stuff. Undisputed. You were already off mute. What do you think?
My bad. My phone's in my pocket.
Okay, no worries. Let's go back to Ty and then Undisputed.
No, I like Devin by decision. I mean, I think Jose's still tough. I don't think he's going to stop Jose. He could, but like the Prograis fight, but I still think Jose's tough. It'd be by decision.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, we kind of all kind of agree with this. Undisputed, you got any dissenting thoughts, or are you in alignment with everyone else?
Yeah, I think I don't think Devin will get a stoppage, but I think he'll suffocate Jose Ramirez in there. Like, I just think as the rounds progress, like, Ramirez, the fight will get beat out of him because everything he will do, nothing will be coming off. He'll find it very hard to hit Devin, have success, sustained success. And I think the jab is just going to be taking off on him. So I think he might get dropped, but I don't think he'll get stopped. It'll just be more being suffocated to the point where, you know, he's just, you know, fighting to survive in there.
100%. Completely agree with that. My bet for this is for Devin Haney to win on points -360. I think that's the safest bet that you can make with this fight. I do think that over 0.5 knockdown is a decent bet at +140. But one of the bets that I do have here, and Ezra alluded to it, was Devin Haney to win the fights in round 10 through 12. Now, I don't think he's going to be punishing Ramirez to the point where he's going to get a stoppage by, like, TKO ref stoppage or even knocking him out. But what I do think could happen is that he could cause a cut or the corner might stop it because they don't want it to just – they just don't see the point of it continuing. That's +1,700 if you're willing to take a flyer on that. Bobby, sorry, I skipped over. You got any thoughts on the fight?
Oh, no, I actually agree with Ty. I think it's going on 12.
Yeah.
I agree with Ty's whole assessment. Like, it's going to look like the Prograis fight.
Yeah, I have a whole bet slip of my favorite bets for all of these fights, and I literally only have two for the Devin Haney fight, and it's Devin Haney by decision and then that late stoppage. So don't see much difference here. Now, the last fight, Ryan Garcia versus Rolly Romero. Ryan Garcia coming off his controversial no contest against Devin Haney. Rolly, what was Rolly's last fight? Ezra, you remember what Rolly's last fight was?
Rolly fought Ramirez. What's his name?
Manuel Jaimes.
Before somebody, he fought a guy, right? That I was bullshit at first, but then I got serious. That nobody I knew gave me a scouting report, and this guy he fought. That was great matchmaking by whoever. Great matchmaker. He never knew, like, wouldn't know where this guy was from. But I think he was undefeated, right, Ezra?
He was undefeated at the time.
He was undefeated. He was undefeated.
I think he's 0-2. I think he has another loss after that to what's his name from Top Rank. What the hell's his name? Abdullah Mason.
Yes, you are right. He does have another loss to Abdullah Mason.
So Rolly fighting guys at Abdullah Mason level.
He's fighting guys that prospects are stopping. So that's the fight that we have in the main event.
Well, in that opponent's defense, he did have to go down 5 pounds his next fight.
Okay.
This is true.
That's a very good point. And Rolly is moving up to welterweight for this fight. Him and Ryan Garcia will be fighting at welterweight for the WBA regular belt. Is that correct?
Yeah.
WBA regular belt.
This will be Ryan Garcia if he wins his first world title.
Are we calling that a world title? I don't really see
First title, I guess. First, I don't know. Some form of a four major belt.
But yeah, because he only had the interim before, right? He only had the interim WBC after the Luke Campbell fight?
Yeah.
Oh, he did? I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was interim.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so I think Ryan's going to knock Rolly out. I don't think Rolly's very good, especially moving up in weight. We've seen Rolly get hurt multiple times. We've seen Rolly hurt at 135. We've seen Rolly hurt at 140 by Ismael Barroso. And I think we're going to see him hurt again here at 147. The question is whether he's going to get up after the first knockdown.
I'll go a step further. I think it ends within the first three rounds. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a second.
Really?
There's only one way that he would have any form of success, and it's similar to if you see their sparring session when, like, Ryan was, like, a little kid.
Yes.
But he's got to press them and make them uncomfortable. Like, press them and try to get him off his timing to where he's kind of, like, reacting to being roughed up and get him in that kind of fight. But Ryan's a lot better than, of course, when he was a little kid. And he's a lot better with his timing, and his feet are a lot better than people want to give him credit. It just looks weird. He's going to catch him with the left hook. And Rolly's going to do something dumb as far as, like, pulling out or getting an awkward spot. And he's going to hit the top of his head, and it's going to be over. I can't see this fight going late. I can't see this fight really being tough for Ryan. I think that he's going to catch him right on top of his head in this fight early. And I guess send 20 people home happy.
Yeah, I completely agree with that assessment. I had rounds 4 through 6 in my parlay that I put together later, but I could definitely see it ending earlier than that. And I agree that the only way that Rolly can have success in this fight is by kind of making it a rough fight, and that's going to leave him open for those power shots by Ryan, and it's not going to end well. Undisputed, I cut you off. Apologize. What do you have to say?
No, I'm saying you had it 4 through 6. I think you're being generous to Rolly. I agree with Ezra. Hey, Rolly's going to do something very stupid. His best bet is to get, like, clinch a lot. But when he clinches, he comes out with his chin up and he's going to get knocked. I can see 2 rounds. Like, within 2 rounds, because it's not going to take Ryan long to figure out Rolly, because there's not much to figure out. So late first round, early second round, I can see this fight being stopped. Unless Ryan is just, I don't know, you know, doing Ryan things. But if he just does what he's supposed to do, 3 rounds or less, this should be over.
Ty, you got any parlays that you put together for tonight or any thoughts on this fight that you want to add before we move on?
Yeah, I like Ryan 7-12, any by decision, by Bosa by decision.
All right. Bobby, you got any bets you making for tonight?
Nah, I ain't no real gambler, but I think Ryan stops on the 7. I think Ryan's gonna carry him for a little bit. Ryan's gonna try some new shit out or something.
I came to the wrong elevators. Okay. Oh my God.
Who we got here? Oh, and joining us now, we got other host of Brunch Boxing.
What elevator is that?
Hold on. Ty, hot mic.
My bad.
Are you good? So, like Jacob said, joining us now, the other host of Brunch Boxing, formerly known as MVO, Matt. How you doing today?
Listen, I am good. This is a very excited night. This is Armageddon in New York City. Once again, we haven't had such a big clusterfuck of an event in New York City since, I don't know if I want to say that date, but we all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so here's the thing, right, with Ryan and Rolly. The surest bet of the night is within the first 6 rounds, someone's going to get knocked down. That is at minus 135. That is almost even fucking money. How could you not want to put money on that? You know either Ryan's going down or Rolly's going down. I hear people say, oh, we think Rolly's getting knocked out early. Oh, he's going to get this, he's going to get that. Well, why would you not take the short bet for someone to get knocked down at minus 135? And if you're feeling really frisky, Rolly specifically to get knocked down within the first 6 rounds is at minus 105. still almost even money. There's no way you should not be able to make money from this event tonight unless you're putting the event on. Then you won't make any money, but that's a whole nother story. As for the first fight of the night, Teofimo Lopez, Arnold Barbosa, to me, that's probably the closest fight of the night, only because we've seen that Teofimo Lopez has had very lackluster performances on different types of stages. Now, can Arnold Barbosa bring that out of him? That remains to be seen. In my opinion, Arnold Barbosa fights the exact style that Teofimo Lopez struggles with. Now, will he be able to put that together for 12 rounds? That remains to be seen. I wouldn't be surprised if we get an upset in that fight, but I also wouldn't be surprised if Teofimo Lopez smells the end zone, smells a big fight in Saudi, and maybe puts on a performance of his life. This fight can go either way. It's the true definition of 50-50. As for Devin Haney versus Jose Ramirez, I think that Devin Haney should win, but we don't know what Devin Haney's going to look like after more than a year of inactivity. You know, at the very least, Jose Ramirez has stayed sharp, you know, because he fought against Arnold Barbosa back in November. So at least he has been active. Now, he looked good on the scales, all right? The moving up in weight has done wonders for him. I think Jose Ramirez looks the best he's looked in, I would say, since the pandemic era, Jose Ramirez. So I'm expecting him to give Devin Haney a tougher fight than people are expecting. Now, will that be enough to win? That's going to depend on whether or not Devin Haney has learned anything from the Ryan fight. Is he more defensively responsible? Is he going to bring that jab back home to cover up his chin? There's so many questions going into this fight, and we're going to get all the answers we need in just under an hour. And like I said, when it comes to the main event, anything can happen. Someone's getting knocked out. Will it be Ryan? Will it be Rolly? We don't know. Tune in, find out. It's going to be a great night of boxing.
Thank you, Matt. All right. Now, just before Undisputed, I don't know if spaces are glitching. You still have your hand up. All right. Looks like spaces are glitching. So just a few parlays before we close out the space. And if anyone else wants to come up, give opinions, thoughts, predictions on the night's fights, feel free to before we card gets started here shortly. Just a quick parlay, method of victory for each fight. Teofimo by decision, Devin Haney by decision, Ryan Garcia by KO or TKO. That's +203. I got a underdog parlay, and I don't see this happening, all right? The only underdog that I think can win, like we said earlier, going through the fights, is going to be Arnold Barbosa. But if you do a round robin with them, all right, if you go Arnold Barbosa, Jose Ramirez, and Rolly Romero, for whatever reason, you are one of these people that questions whether or not Devin Haney is going to be able to perform well after his time out of the ring, if he's going to be mentally there, whatever it may be. If you think Rolly's going to be able to turn this into a fight with Ryan, Ryan's not going to be able to catch him, and he's going to be able to, you know, get the better of him, whatever your thoughts may be. If you think that two of these three guys may be able to do it, put a round robin on it, go 2x3, $15, you could win $15.55.56. It's +$34.56, three-leg round robin on that. $15 if you really want to.
What I will say, I know you say that Arnold Barbosa has the best chance of an upset. I'm not sure why everyone's counting out Rolly. I'm really not sure. Rolly has been active, and Rolly has been sharp. Rolly has changed his style a little bit. I think he's more responsible defensively than he was before, and he still carries that power. And let's not pretend like we haven't seen Ryan Garcia lead that chin up in the air and get cracked. So I think this is a lot more of an interesting fight than people are saying. And I would not at all be surprised if Rolly Romero pulls off the upset at +680.
All right. You heard that. I would be very surprised if he pulled off the upset. But I hear you. If you think that he has a chance, I don't. For me personally, and I don't know that you were here for this, I think that we've seen his chin get tested and not pass that test enough at 135 and again at 140 that I have no faith in it at 147 against Ryan's left hook. And then my last parlay here, it's the long shot parlay of the night. We got, now I mentioned it earlier, I have Ryan 4-6. You can sub this with Ryan 1-3, and I did do that as well, so I'll give you both of those numbers here. Ryan Garcia to win in rounds 4-6, Teofimo by decision, and like I mentioned, the possibility of a Devin Haney late stoppage in round 10-12, all three of those together is plus 12,000. If you sub Ryan 4-6 with Ryan 1-3, that jumps up to plus 21,000. So that's the long shot bet. Those are for people like King P.
And you put together some great parlays, Huey. I'm looking forward to the night of boxing. Let's hope we can reconvene after the fights and give the fans a proper brunch boxing post-fight space.
Absolutely. You're going to be hosting that afterward?
You got it. Bro, you the man. You got it.
All right.
You got it.
We'll reconvene after.
If Devin Haney loses, I'm hosting the space.
All right. If Devin Haney loses, Bobby will be hosting the post-fight show. Follow Bobby, follow Matt, follow Brunch Boxing. Thank you all for listening. We're out.